just want to start off by saying that the Houston Texans, and I'm obviously speaking on behalf of the Houston Texans, just want to let the family of Cameron Matthews and all the students, teachers, and administrators at Alto High School know that we're, as an organization, we're really thinking about them right now. Cameron tragically died of a aneurysm during their game last weekend, and it's a very tough situation for them, and we just want to make sure that they know that our thoughts and prayers are with first and foremost the family and then the school of Alto. So with that, I'll open it to questions. Yeah, he practiced today.
How's he looked as far as for Sunday?
He looked okay.
In terms of Sunday's game, and you look at some of the things that they've done with some of their young receivers, what have you seen from Jarvis Landry?
Go-to guy. Really good playing strength. They use him in a lot of different ways. Use him in the slot, use him in the backfield, use him on reverses. I think he's second in the league in punt return average, 20 yards per return. I mean, this guy's a tough player. We studied him when he came out of LSU. This guy's a good football player. Going to be a big challenge for us. Okay. I mean, it's like, I feel like I'm in a library right now, Dale. Don't you have any questions?
Well,
you got to have some
questions. Here's the problem. I mean, you sit here, you got to tweet what you're saying.
Tweet?
Which does not allow you to ask think about a
get this Twitter tweet. You don't even want to know my thoughts on Twitter.
Yeah, we got a multitask, man.
You don't even want to know my thought. Yeah.
Multitask.
He asked a question.
Social media. Unbelievable.
We're on the same page.
Social media.
You don't even go Facebook, are you?
What's that?
You don't even do Facebook, do you?
I'm not on Twitter or Facebook or none of that.
Good for you.
Belichick called it Spacebook or something. I'm with him. Spacebook.
Yeah. With the offensive
Instaface or something like that.
With the offensive line, and you guys would love to obviously to settle on five guys each week.
Yeah.
Injuries have made that tough.
Right.
Do you guys have some hope that Brandon can get through this one and
yeah.
maybe can be out there?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's got a chance to play. I think he'll try to go tomorrow and practice. We'll see how that looks. And, obviously he's an important part of what we're trying to do. If he can't go, it'd be the next man up. But we've used a lot of guys up there, a lot of different combinations. And I'll tell you, I think the line has played well this year. I really do. I think that all of us can do better at times, but I think that offensive line with their versatility has done a good job. A bunch of tough guys that really care about their teammates, and I think it shows every Sunday.
Bill, why do you think Derek's been able to find success on the interior portion of your line?
He's athletic. He's smart. He's very tough. He's got a skill set, a body type that allows him to anchor on the inside. He's got big lower body, very strong guy. When you look at him from a distance, you don't really realize how big he is. Get up close to him, the guy's a large human being, and he's thick, and he's a very bright guy. He's learned our system well, and we can use him at all the different spots.
For Vince Wilfork, someone that's played against Miami so many times and familiar, is this week one where he kind of talks to the players a bit more? Have you noticed where he's given any input or anything like that?
I would say probably in his own defensive line room there with JJ, they've probably talked a lot about the matchups, his experience of going up against Pouncey, for instance, who's a great player. But, other than that, this Houston Texans versus Miami Dolphins, it's a totally different, team and that he's playing for now and things like that. So, there's a lot of differences. But I'm sure, just from his one-on-one matchups, I'm sure he's given some tips.
But we talked the other day about Whitney coming off of, a nice game.
Yeah.
Former first-round draft pick, very well-spoken guy.
Yeah. And he went to Illinois. Can you believe that?
I know. It's amazing.
Sometimes should have said that.
Well, you shouldn't have, and it just got tweeted, too.
I'm sure it did. My days at Penn State, people know how I feel.
That's right. Nothing's changed, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes, he's frankly such a nice guy that I sometimes think that maybe that works against him a little bit. You wonder about his football mentality. Is that an issue?
No, I don't see that at all, Dale. I think he's a very competitive guy. I think he's a really hard worker. He's coached really hard and really well by Mike. And I think he's a guy that he's playing through some bumps and bruises. And I think you saw a guy that was healthy last week. You know, he had a very significant thigh bruise for a few weeks there, and he played through it. You know, he's a tough guy. I mean, this guy's a tough guy, good teammate, and I thought he had his best game last week, and hopefully he can continue that.
Bill, you opened by mentioning Cameron Matthews. There have been a handful of high school football players who have died playing this year.
Yeah.
As a football coach and a parent, you know, what is that?
It's horrible. You know, it's horrible. To a much lesser extent, but, just thinking about that question, you know, when Lonnie got injured last week, you know, I really felt for that guy. You know, I see a young player there that, you know, really has a pretty significant injury. You know, I believe he's going to come back from it. But, you know, obviously when guys are in the game and high school players and young people and they lose their life on a football field, I mean, that's horrible. You know, it's just a terrible thing. Life does go on, but I definitely feel for those parents, especially brothers, sisters, being a parent myself, and then obviously the school, you know, Alto High School going through a tough time right now.
Arian hasn't exactly just tore it up rushing the ball, but he's pretty much looked the same as he is catching the ball. Can you talk a little bit about the ability that he has catching the ball?
Yeah.
And how does a running back develop that? Is that something they just have?
Yeah.
Or is that something they have to work on?
Well, the thing that always stood out to me about Arian right from day one was he's a very instinctive player, very smart player. You know, he understands what's going on out there on the field. He's got a very quick mind, and then he's got the skill set. You know, he can catch the ball. He can catch balls that are behind him, you know, over his head, low. He can run routes. He's got good route running ability. And so I think that he's a guy that has the combination of football smarts and then the ability to go run routes and catch the ball. That helps him as a receiver.